you're listening to The Warehouse, a Speaking Of show by WFSU. Music therapy is the clinical use of music to accomplish individual goals within a therapeutic space. Peyton Davis is a music therapist and has been practicing for many years at the Appalachie Center. Josh Johnson sat down with Davis to discuss an upcoming art exhibit the Appalachie Center put together using pieces created by patients undergoing art and music therapy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Warehouse. I'm your host, Josh Johnson. And like always, we have an incredible guest for you today. We have Peyton Davis, who is the head of music and art therapy at the Appalachie Center. Thank you so much for joining us, Peyton.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. So this conversation, I think, is one that's so needed in art and culture spaces. You know, as we are just coming out of Mental Health Awareness Month in May, conversations about therapy, art, the therapeutic nature of art at all are so important. And so you as a guest today are going to serve me well, this audience well, and just the zeitgeist. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
So the exhibit that you guys are having at the Appalachie Center, can we go into that a little bit?
Absolutely. Gladly. So we have an annual art show that is coming up June 20th. And this is an annual art show that's been going on since even before, probably before 2014. I just remember that date as for one of them. So this is...
This is not the inaugural show.
This is one of many. This is something that their community members are aware of, this art show that takes place. And we've had it in the month of May for many years. Mm-hmm. And so we switched it to June this year. And, you know, so it's an amazing experience because each art show exhibit has a different meaning or, a different theme. But what's interesting about the theme this year is taking the visitors through a journey where we have the perspective from the clients of what it means to have a mental illness or going through some kind of a mental health crisis.
Sure.
And whether it's chronic or acute, and be able to have art and music that represents their voice and their healing therapeutic journey. Mm-hmm. Really their journey of being able to understand their own identity of what they're going through.
So this artwork will be comprised of art from the clients of the Appalachie Center.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
that
it is really amazing. Is. It is. And what's interesting about this, the title of the art show is called In Motion, Artful Journeys to Healing. And we are planning to have, we're building a lighthouse for the center of the room.
What is the lighthouse going to be built out of?
Paper
mache?
No, actually it's being constructed with some people in the community, and it's currently being built. I actually saw pictures of it today in the process of it being put together. So that's going to be in the center of the room. And what's interesting about that is, it's if you think of like what a lighthouse represents, mm-hmm. from the standpoint of the person inside the lighthouse, it's called a lightkeeper, uh-huh. And then the people who need the lighthouse coming in to shore.
Sure. And that is such an apt analogy because light is such a seminal part of artwork, whether it's philosophically, whether it's an allegory or whether it's in actual application. And so when we're dealing with clients of the Appalachie Center, mm-hmm. I want to guard my words carefully because another part of this conversation is going to spool into the stigmas around mental health. And with language, I think that's how those stigmas are allowed to live so prevalently. And so I'm trying to guard my words. But Leonard Cohen says something that I think is so beautiful about light. He says, the broken pieces or how the light gets in. Mm, now, yes. I don't want to use words like broken because I do not think that anybody is broken. I think that we are different. Mm. However, to that point, whether it's light guiding us in, whether it's light showing us what's coming in, whether it's light coming in through the broken places, these clients that will be making this artwork, what has that process been like for them?
Oh, that's exactly what this whole art exhibit's going to be about, you know, taking the visitors of the community who will be able to come and view this. By the way, it's from 12 to 3 on June 20th.
And it will be at the Appalachian Center.
At Appalachian Center, mm-hmm. what we call Building J. It has big columns in the front. Of sure. And it's a building in the middle of campus. And we'll give more information about that. But as you walk into the room, and the room will be set up as this journey of the first step being, it's interesting you said the stigma. What is being titled as like little sections of the room, first is called the Veil of Stigma. Mm. And so being able to hear and see that artwork and poetry and lyrics from songs that are being created that represent the voice of the client and what they are experiencing, maybe what stigma that they are aware of or what they receive from people. And so being able to understand what that's like subjectively from their point of view through their artwork, so powerful. So we're going to have a section dedicated to that and depicted in really artistic ways. And as you move along the exhibit, being able to understand how or what it's like to have us as the mental health workers, practitioners, staff holding space for the clients as they are, you know, trying to understand what is going on with them, you know, and be able to process their own needs for balance and stabilization or, you know, their desires of what they want their future to look like. And it's not what it is at the moment. And, you know, they desire something more. So they're looking for that hope, you sure. know. And so being able to move through that veil of stigma, not only from what they're experiencing, but what also the community sees, and be able to help the community understand with more compassion mm-hmm. and understanding of what it's like for them to, that what they're going through is different, right? Like what you were saying. And it's, I think that's so important to understand with compassion, you know, what a person is experiencing and remain curious and try to understand what's going on with their needs or their moment.
Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. You know, other forms of illness, whether it's cancer or whatever it is, the compassion is just a subset of it. From your expertise, why do you think that mental illness doesn't always come latched with that same compassion and there's that stigma around it? Is it because it's invisible sometimes? But isn't other, every illness can be invisible. And so I've just never understood why this stigma has been able to permeate. Do you know why or have any ideas why?
I mean, I can
why?
Give you my personal sure, opinion sure. that perhaps yeah. it's fear mm. that people, there is a fear of the unknown, something that's different from them. They don't understand what's happening. And so they either react, you know, in one way or another of, you know, instead of trying to be curious, I mm. think about, you know, what's going on here or meeting someone where they are. And that's really the next step. And we have several different steps to discuss about this exhibit. But, you know, getting into a few of the first steps is understanding with openness and holding space for a person to know that we have that we are there to meet them where they are. And I think meeting someone where they are is really important. I mean, just as something that pops into my mind, you know, imagine like a 3-year-old that wants to like play with you and they're like, hey, you know, come enter my world and, you know, my mm-hmm. imaginative world right now. If that is something that you've ever encountered, you know, you meet them where they are and, you know, and they feel safe within that encounter because you met them where they were.
One of my favorite quotes is Jalal al-Din Muhammad Rumi. And Rumi says, somewhere beyond the spaces of right doing or wrong doing, there's a place and I want to meet you there. You know, I think that's so powerful and mm-hmm. so potent. And I think that while you said that may have been from your personal experience, I think that that holds weight because people want to be seen. People want to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And I think people want to accept and want to see. And so this reciprocal nature of what it could be is so important. Mm-hmm. And I hope we get there. And I yes. think that exhibits like this are putting us on that road. So please continue.
Absolutely.
I hate to cut you off. What are some of the steps of the exhibit? What will we be seeing when we come?
Yeah, I feel like we're walking through it right now. It's amazing. Yes, you're even bringing the art show to life before it's even been set up. You know, so moving through that initial veil of stigma, mm-hmm. you know, and being able to see it through the lenses of the client, through their artwork, and gain that understanding. Maybe it won't be so unknown, you know, maybe moving some of that fear of the unknown aside to gain that understanding, to be able to be seen and be able to be at least begun to be understood, you know, within, people may not understand what it's like to have their, either diagnose their symptoms, the things that they're battling with, being able to be seen is a big piece. And so as staff, at Appalachee and, working with clients, I think holding space for a person to just share mm-hmm. and just listen is very important. And also, how clients can hold space for other people as well to listen within, while they're there with other people, listen to each other's stories. So, those who are there to serve and help the clients may be different than, what the client dialogue would be between someone that's also there with them. And so they're really understanding each other within that. So, then as you move through the exhibit, I would like to add this in. The two art therapists that are on my team, I serve alongside them as a music therapist. There are three of us right now. And we have art therapy interns that helped us out this past spring semester. They have been cultivating the concept for this art show since last August. So I brought it to the table when they were hired, hired them into the team. And so I told them, I said, we have an annual art show, and I want you to choose the topic. Mm-hmm. And I want you to, cultivate this through that art therapy lens. And I add the music therapy piece. So they worked on it. They observed the needs. From August to January, they were observing what the clients were bringing up, what they were talking about. They were looking for themes. They were looking for patterns. And the one big thing that they said that kept coming up was that where the clients were looking for hope. And they were looking for some way to be able to feel hope in some, manner. And so, they're looking for pathways to get there because they're there to get solutions mm-hmm. is what they're hoping, between medication stabilization to therapeutic, support and all the things to help them get back on their feet and, to live the quality of life that they ultimately want. And so we're, as for what we get to hold space with is, moving through that veil of stigma, holding space for their need to be seen, instilling hope. And so one thing that they kept asking for were for positive affirmations. It's almost like they needed to rewire their thinking from a more negative, pathway of thinking to other ways to think about situations. And so that became a big piece of this exhibit.
Well, hope is an expression, know, and on the opposite end, expression is also the architecture of art.
Absolutely. And it's amazing the vulnerability of a client to create and express in their darkest, not broken, as you said, but their moments of just feeling lost. So what's interesting as we move through the exhibition here is there's going to be a wishing well. And with that wishing well, we'll have a basket hanging from it with all these positive affirmations that either the clients have written and that they wanted to put in there to as the community members come in and visit the exhibit, then they can also write affirmations and put it in there. So it's going to be an interactive, community interactive kind of event where people contribute to this,
Just to clear something up, mm-hmm. A huge component of this programming is community.
Yes.
And so I want to be certain this is open to the general public. There is no constraints or mitigating factors on who can come and why they can't.
So between that 12 and 3 time, mm-hmm. that will be open time frame for the public to come in.
Gotcha.
Yes, yeah. So the clients who have participated in this, and some of them, not all, but some, can come in the morning, and we have that as a closed time for them to be able to see, the work that they did, and it's such a beautiful gift to show them, but then be able in the afternoon open up to the rest of the public and anyone that wants to come in and just, be a part of this process,
sure.
And have hopefully your eyes open to more of what we can do as a community out and, just interacting with people and understanding where people are coming from. Maybe it's a loved one that's going through something for the very first time, some kind of acute crisis that no one's ever really seen happen before in their family, or someone has a chronic, mental health type of diagnosis or whatever is happening with symptoms, and be able to have more understanding. So I think you brought an important piece is the community and tying in the community because mm-hmm. that's where we're going with this exhibit.
Absolutely.
And, you know, being able to understand, you know, that because of these changes and shifts that the clients can hopefully, we want for them is to go through when they have that glimmer of hope. You know, it's like, well, what do you want your life to look like? What do you want for your next step? You know, what's something that, you know, brings you some joy or peace? And, you know, and it's, you can't go from like the darkest spot to the brightest spot without some kind of a jolt. So it's a gradual process. It takes time. Some people are really ready for that shift and change, and some people it just takes time. So we meet them where they are.
That's incredible. In closing, I'll say this. My entire life, I've been a soldier on the battlefield of art and culture. And sometimes it's a tiresome battlefield until you run into other soldiers. You guys really have undergirded my knowledge of what art can mean outside of just, you know, cosmetic beauty and expressive beauty. Mm. But sometimes it's a medicine. And so often we forget that. And so we thank you so much for being the provider of that medicine in so many ways. In closing, is there anything else that you would like the folks at home to know about this exhibit that we're so looking forward to? This has been incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's been amazing to talk about it with you. The takeaway is, you know, on Friday, June 20th from 12 to 3 at Appalachie Center in Tallahassee off of Capitol Circle, we want to invite you to come and be a part of this exhibit and walk through the room and the journey with the lighthouse guiding, you know, the way to bring more hope to our community and clients.
Thank you so much. Throughout that interview, you said some of the privileges to be able to bear witness. We appreciate you letting us bear witness to this glorious work. And I thank you at home for joining us again for another episode of The Warehouse. See you next time.
You can hear more of that conversation on our podcast, The Warehouse, available on all platforms.